British Touring Car Podcast presents 10-Minute Driver Profiles, Tom Ingram Edition.
Hello and welcome back to the British Touring Car Podcast. We're bringing you another driver profile today. And as you heard, it is going to be a one-time champion, Tom Ingram, although it probably should have been many more by now, shouldn't it?
Yeah, I mean, he is almost the modern-day Plato as far as he's finished second a hell of a lot, albeit yeah. I think it's more bad luck than with Jason. I think Jason lost a few from overdriving, shall we say, whereas I don't think you can level that at Ingram. I think he has been genuinely unlucky and potentially even robbed one year as well.
Yeah, so all the stats for today are going to be up to the start of the 2025 season.
Yeah, again, very quick housekeeping. It's being recorded between Donington Park and Brands Hatch, so please don't shout at us if anything's changed since then. It is time sensitive.
Born on the 20th of August 1993, 31 years old as of today.
Could have been us.
I know, it could have been us. Started in Ginetta Juniors in 2009, having come off of a sort of like fairly normal karting career. In 2010, second year in the Juniors, he won that outright, and it was kind of a sign of things to come. At this point, he was under the tutelage of Plato as
well. He was indeed, yeah. And obviously, the Ginetta Juniors, which aren't on the Toka package anymore, but used to be a really good way to get on the Toka package.
Such a good way.
That year included drivers such as Jake Hill in 2009. Obviously, yep. He is somebody you'd have realised or known about. Max Morgan, who I'm going to assume is a relation to Tom. Other than that, there's nobody else really who stands out or even has their own Wikipedia page. Chris Swanwick has got a Wikipedia page. Can't say I know much about him. And yeah, then 2010, just if there's any good alumni for 2010. It's a real shame this has come off the grid, to be fair. But there we go. That is, and of course, the replacement hasn't really come to fruition either. Second year, we had Seb Morris and Max Coates, who are sort of names you might recognise from racing circles.
So in 2011, he moved up to the Ginetta G50s, which were like the slightly bigger, beefier cars, which he won in his first season. So a pretty good record he got going together. He then moved up into the G55s, which were the really big ones, kind of the ones that we're used to seeing, like Colin White driving and stuff like that. He was with JHR, which are a fairly well-known racing family and setup, and finished third overall, then winning that category in 2013.
Oh, how's he doing?
I know. And therefore, moving up in 2014 to the British Touring Cars with Speedworks and that Toyota Avensis.
The days when there was a clear pathway into the touring cars. Hey, what a time to be alive.
Yeah, Ginettas were really the way to go through it. Obviously, once the Clios had moved on.
Yeah, though, to be fair, he could have come, you know, he was racing in the Clio Cup era as well. We've done one on Rowbottom, who obviously came through the Clios. Sutton obviously came through the Clios as well. It was nice about them to have a variety of ways to get to the touring cars, really. But the Toka Junior program is potentially on its way.
Sort of, possibly. So I'm just going to run through, basically, his finishes in the touring cars for the next couple of seasons.
Not every race, surely.
No.
Thank God for
so
that.
2014, he finished 14th overall. 2015, 13th overall. 2016, 10th overall. 2017, 3rd. And 2018 second. Now, all of these were still in that Toyota Avensis, which was gradually getting older the more and more years it was on the grid, and he was still an independent entry and an independent team at that time.
2018, he was absolutely robbed, I'm just going to say. Disqualified from Knockhill because the race started dry and ended in monsoon, and damage to his car meant that he failed the ride height test because it was set up for, surprisingly enough, a dry race, and then had to sort of it really bugs me, that one. And you've probably heard me on my soapboxes before. We've only got 10 minutes today, so it doesn't really, it's not conducive for me to go off on this one, but in my opinion, that is one of the greatest modern day touring car scandals, in my opinion. Although rules are rules, to make it abundantly clear for any lawyers that may be listening, I'm not suggesting that the championship was rigged. I'm just suggesting that I think it was really, really sad and perhaps a little bit unfair, although legally probably right. that he was disqualified from those races. I think that's covered us.
So then it covered you. So then in 2019, the team Speedworks made the switch to the Toyota Corolla.
Yeah, out of nowhere as well, really. Yeah.
Yeah. He finished sixth overall in that championship season. Obviously, getting used to a new car, a new setup, and a new
sponsor in Ginsters, which was fantastic. Yeah,
new sponsor. It was also a very different car to the Aventis
because it was
more of a hatch. Obviously, the big boat and barge that we knew of the Aventis did fairly well up until then and was used by so many different drivers as well.
Yeah, and I think that sort of signaled a bit of an era change where touring cars goes to sort of peaks and troughs where you have saloons being sort of the popular car choice, and it goes back to hatch. Where I think we're in a hatch era now as well, really, aren't we? There's only one saloon on the grid in the BMW. I suppose the coupe is probably... Yeah, the Hyundai somewhere between the two, but the BMW is sort of the only traditional saloon left on the grid. I mean, of course, we had the ridiculous Infiniti and Subaru in this era as well, which is but more on that when we cover Sutton some other time.
Yes, so then in 2020, again with the Toyota Corolla and Speedworks, finished fourth. Again in 2021, finished fourth overall. It didn't quite click with the Corolla as much, I don't think, and those were three very competitive years where there were other drivers vying at the front and a good field.
I think the other problem as well, he was an independent, and independents don't win this title. It's as simple as that. You do need at some point help from a friend. Mm. And we've seen it in the most recent one, and we've talked about no end of Turkington and Hill. Yeah, you just need that teammate to just help chip away, even if it's throughout the season, just making that move on the championship rival, you know, halfway through the season, knocking him down a place, that is points off you, and you can't rely on anybody but yourself when you're independent.
And then he made a big jump. A big jump in 2022, where he decided to move to Accelerate.
Away from the Speedworks family.
Yeah. It was probably, from the outside, certainly, a risk at the time.
Yeah, I would agree. A surprise at the time, certainly.
You didn't really know what you were going to get with the Hyundai. It hadn't proved itself at all at that point.
Brand new team as well, let's not forget. You know, Accelerate had done a little bit of work in some of the support series, but new to the touring cars, really. I don't think they'd run in any other guys, have they?
They'd run the season previous, but they were running two fairly slower drivers in the Draper Tools livery.
And
really struggled. Do you remember one of them had the big crash at Alton Park coming out of the final corner?
Yeah, one was wasn't one at all, and the other one was,
I think so, yeah.
I wouldn't be able to name those drivers if I had a gun to my head. But yeah, you're right, yes. So I mean,
Draper Tools.
No, I just gonna have to Google who those drivers were.
It was a big risk to go. It was 2019. 2021, I believe it was.
I have to Google that.
It was a big risk for him to go across, but it was a risk that paid off, because in 2022, he won the championship, finally becoming the bride rather than the bridesmaid.
Yeah, sorry, it wasn't 21. It must have been earlier than that. You keep talking, because this is bugging me now.
Therefore, he also finished runner-up in 2023 and 2024, coming so close to winning it last season, but obviously Jake Hill won out. He's probably a driver that I would say should have at least one more to his name, if not two.
Would agree. Just for house game thing, but nerd, people that get upset. In 2020, they ran Proctor and Smiley, which I'd completely forgotten about. I must have had my memory wiped at that point. And then 2019, because I remember what you're talking about, but I can't think what the cars were. But I can't find them in 2019.
Okay.
But I remember... Oh, there you are, Accelerate Motorsport, MGGT, Osborne and Rob Smith, Sam Osborne and Rob Smith. Mm. So I think Osborne had the wearer and Rob Smith had the Draper, maybe. God, my memory's broken. And it wasn't even a Honda, it was an MG at that point.
It was.
Wow.
So overall, up until the start of this season, he's had 33 British Touring Car wins and 97 podiums.
Yeah.
Obviously, that's now up to 100 with having the three podiums at Donington.
And I certainly agree he should have more titles. I don't think that's much all he could have done. I certainly think he's left everything out on the track. And I think he's, for him, unfortunately, I guess he's racing in an era where Ash Sutton exists, who is certainly, without much to sort of open up the kind of worm of debate, he's certainly on Ingram's level, if not higher. I think he's certainly not below Ingram's level. That's not debatable. And then you've got strong other drivers like your Turkingtons, your Camishes, your Hills, your Sheddens, your Neils, who's raced with as well. Your Hills, obviously, as you say.
It's come through an era where we've had a plethora of good drivers, and he's still been up there, which cements his quality in the sport. Doubt. And if he doesn't go on to win probably at least three titles, I think he'd be disappointed.
I think he would be disappointed, but again, I think a lot of it depends on how long is Sutton sticking around for, because he's showing no signs of letting up already in the start of this season. He's showing absolutely no signs that he's slowing down. I don't see Ingram leaving the sport for anything else. I don't see him going off to do GTs or anything, to be honest with you. I see him staying in the touring cars for a long time. It's just whether, and to be fair, you don't want the standard to drop. I just think that it's such a competitive grid that it's very, very difficult for him to guarantee another title win, which is crazy when you look at how good he is as a driver.
Yeah, and it's not just his quality as a driver that he brings to the grid. He is a fan favourite. He knows how to interact with fans, knows how to promote his brand as well. There aren't many drivers that can come to the touring cars and bring their own tent of merchandise like he has done. He's very
affable and personable, isn't he?
Like fan focused as well.
Absolutely.
And he's excellent for the sport in that case.
To be fair, the whole team is, you know, they've really added a lot of virtue in bringing the fan zone and having extra drivers signing sessions. Obviously, last year, Nick Howe said, and his crazy carts sort of stuff. I'm actually a bit gutted they're not on the grid this year because they were good fun, and the merch was really affordable as well, which is great for, you know, day going fans. And yeah, I think you're right. I think they embrace the new wave of social media and all that kind of stuff in a way that not every team and every driver is doing.
And the fact that we're now getting to see behind the scenes with his 24/7 series on YouTube. If you haven't gone and watch it, go and watch it from last season. New episode of that is just about to come out now, I believe, as well. And it really gives a good insight to what goes on behind the scenes that we've never really seen before in this light. So I think that he's a very forward thinking in the social aspect of the sport.
And on the grid.
And that,
Very clever.
It really, he helps the sport along.
Oh, I completely agree.
As well as the sport helping him.
Well, do you think Tom Ingram will win another title? It's 2025.
It's a time machine.
It's 2025 Ingram's year, or do you think he will get a couple more before his time in the touring cars comes to an end? As always, we love the fan debate. Where does he rank in the all-time lists? Let us know. If you're going to go into the all-time list GOAT conversations, be polite. People will say various drivers, and you have to be polite and respect their opinions. So keep it clean, and until next time, stay safe, and we'll see you soon.